Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Welcome to the February 2nd, 2021 Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up on The Hemp Show, we have Swarnjeet Kaur with CBD Food Network. Swarnjeet is a chef who specializes in cooking with CBD ingredients. Swarnjeet hosts the CBD Food Network show, where she cooks delicious everyday recipes with CBD ingredients to help people get the benefits of CBD through their daily cooking. Swarnjeet also works with both corporate and private cannabis cooking events to help people experience the flavors of cannabis cooking. Thank you for joining us, Swarnjeet, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'd love to talk a little bit about what we do and how people can really take advantage of that. So the main thing that we do on CBD Food Network is we try to basically take anything that you can cook at home or that you like to cook, and we show you how you can incorporate it or incorporate CBD into your daily cuisine with products that are readily available right now on the market. And I also take this time to really try to get brands that I think are doing something, or they have something special, or they're, trying something, for example, like apple cider vinegar, hemp infused apple cider vinegar. I thought that was really genius. So things like that. I like to incorporate the ingredients or the CBD as if it's an ingredient. And I think that's really important for the consumer market, because there's a huge disconnect. There's a lot of skepticism. There's a lot of product out there that is kind of just, flooding the market. So we try to kind of take the first step and go, okay, well, let's make it simple. Let's make it easy for everybody to understand and for them to take away the fear of how they can incorporate CBD into the life by just bringing in a new ingredient into the kitchen.
Sure. Now, question for you. Do you have to be a good cook to go ahead and do those recipes like you're doing when you watch the show?
No.
Well, good, 'cause I'm a terrible cook. So
No. I try to keep the recipes really simple. So my background in cooking is actually I did a lot of Indian cooking. I learned Indian cooking from when I was young. And also Italian, because I personally really like Italian food. So for me, bringing down the recipes to like simple ingredients was actually pretty fun. And I learned a lot through simplifying things, because now I know that, certain things I don't have to use. And another fun part about it is I love creating ways to mask the CBD aftertaste. That's one of my favorite things to do, because in every single recipe, there's always something, an ingredient that isn't, maybe has like a taste that is good, but it's also not working. So, really figuring out like those little taste things, or figuring out how to make it taste better is is really fun. So when you try those recipes, I really try to take into consideration that CBD has a taste and that, you know, if you try it, it's not going to taste like CBD food. It's just going to taste like normal food.
Sure. So yeah, it's hard to, for people who haven't had it, it's hard to explain what CBD tastes like. It's like a bitterness. I don't even know.
It's like a bitterness that kind of lingers in the back of your throat. And so, mm-hmm. yeah. And
yeah, so it's for me, it's kind of been a double-edged sword with like say having an edible or something. Cause if I don't taste the cannabinoids, then I think I haven't had, you know, enough or a decent dosage. But that could just be a bad recipe. However, if I don't taste it, that would be a good recipe. And maybe I've had plenty, but then I taste a ton of it and something else. And I think, oh, this is really potent, even though they're probably the same amount of cannabinoids, but one, you know, it's highly pronounced when I taste it. The other is unnoticeable. But that's why I'm saying it's been a double-edged sword. Cause it's like, I end up over-medicating sometimes.
Right. And that's another thing is, I think there's a fear, like when I first got into the industry, I had a huge fear of basically, am I overdosing or can I overdose? Or there's so many questions that when somebody first starts to get into CBD that they have, that there's not really, I mean, there's YouTube videos, but there's nothing that they can feel comfortable in incorporating. And so that was one of the, actually the main reasons too, was to allow people, you know, it's as simple as creating a dish that contains CBD. And if, say, you're an older person and you have some joint pain or whatever reason you're taking CBD for, you know, and you create the food with it, and then you don't have to worry about over consuming or, you know, because you're taking it throughout the day and you're doing it through food. And so there's also that relief of not feeling like, you know, have I had too much? Have I not had enough? So this way you can really control the amount of CBD going into your diet and also have a steady stream throughout the day of CBD in your
diet. Sure. And one of the important factors here that we talked about previously is the fact that eating is a delivery mechanism that's just so much more intuitive to everybody, especially people who have never tried cannabis or hemp or any of these products. You know, you're not smoking, you're not having to vaporize or do any of these things. You're just doing something that you do every single day for every meal, but now you've got CBD in there in the meal, you know, as an ingredient, kind of similar to like adding salt to your food, right? However, CBD has all of these medical benefits that you're now including in your daily, you know, your daily food, your daily diet. Can you tell me a bit about that and how that's important for the space and especially bringing on new customers?
Yes. So thank you for bringing that point up, because it is especially important because food is one of the most or the least resistant ways to get into somebody's, you know, brain. If let's say somebody makes it and puts it on the table and then they notify you, hey, this one has CBD, do you want to try it? And that's the like the least resistant you're going to get. People, you know, they can either say, well, I'll have a little bit, I'll try it, and if it tastes good, they're not going to shy away next time. And it's a great way to introduce the product and any product and just CBD in general into your friends or family or whoever you're trying to, maybe you want them, that you know they need it and you're trying to get them to try it and maybe they're a little skeptical, which most people are, by the way. They're very skeptical about CBD, and rightfully so. There's so many products out there. So this is a great way to introduce CBD through food. People are much more likely to try it, and it's just overall a safe bet.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the major factors here, you mentioned there's a lot of stuff out there. Customers don't really know. It's very true. There's so many CBD products that are hitting the shelves every single day. It's like, what differentiates yourself from everybody else? There's definitely some high quality products there. But one thing I noticed is that, and I'll just use a tincture for example, there are thousands of tinctures on the market, some very high quality. However, that tincture is not the only way to ingest those cannabinoids. You can, I mean, I don't know all the different ways you can do it, but you told me about how you can take a tincture and basically use that as your ingredient in a host of different foods to basically create, you know, this smorgasbord of awesome products and awesome ways to ingest your cannabinoids.
Yes, it's endless. I mean, you can take something like, for example, I'll share with you, we shot a video yesterday and I needed cannabis or CBD butter for that. And so, you know, there are companies making specific products to incorporate, but they're not as ubiquitous as maybe like, say, a tincture. And so so what I did yesterday was I just added it to the butter. I mixed it up and, you know, used that as CBD butter. And so there are so many different ways to incorporate something that's maybe more readily available to you and have it just be an ingredient sitting on the counter that you're just using. And like you mentioned earlier, it's like salt. It's, if we can stop looking at it as this, you know, thing that we have to take maybe like once or twice a day and just look at it more as adding it into your lifestyle and adding it into, you know, your food, it just makes it super simple. And it brings in new consumers because they're, when it's so easy, they want to see it too for themselves. They want to try it. They want to see what the benefits are. So it's
Sure. Well, I mean, we're going to talk with Dr. Sikander later, but my understanding is that cannabinoids, especially CBD, is a homeostabilizer that when, you know, taking normally can help to kind of stabilize your own endocannabinoid system with your CB1, CB2 receptors, that type of stuff. You know, so definitely important. Now, curious. So when you create these recipes, how does a business engage with you? What does that process look like? Because obviously, you know, you're taking products that are on the shelves right now, and then saying, hey, how can I make these products more interesting? How can I make them better by adding them to a recipe? How does that process work? So if I'm a business and I would like to go ahead and you know, get my products featured on CBD Food Network, what's that process look like?
It's very simple. Just get in contact with us. We have our email ID or our contact information on the website. Go ahead and email us and we'll just take it from there. It's just that simple. We're always looking for a new product. We're always looking for brands that are willing to work with us and to, you know, how we can incorporate their product into a cooking. Because at the end of the day, we want to make it easier for the consumer. We want to make it easier for the customer to understand these things. And if you have a product that can be used in cooking or even just if you have tinctures, get in contact with us and we'll definitely work with you. And also we're getting our cookbook out soon. So I'm almost done.
Oh, very cool. So you've been working on a nice cookbook. Is it all CBD, everything? Basically, how do you get CBD into these awesome recipes?
Yep. And so that's one that I would really recommend if there are brands out there. What I want to do is I want to create a section. So I'm almost done with my recipes. That part is almost done. But the part that's left is I want to put different brands into it so that I can show people in the book that, hey, this brand is great for this. This, you know, brand is great for this. So we are looking for brands to reach out to us and that way we can work with them. I can put them, you know, put their information inside the book and have that book be available to consumers. And so when they're looking through and flipping through, you know, they see specific product and so they see different specific brands and they can buy from them or, you know, buy something similar. So.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Well, good thing you're on the hemp show and working with us at Cantrade because we work with thousands of brands. So I am more than confident that there are a ton of brands that would love to have their products featured, you know, in one of your recipes and on one of your shows.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I think this is a great platform for any brand to come and, share their products. So I look forward to, working with brands that are right now here watching. So looking forward to talking to.
Well, we'll make sure they get in touch with you. Now, before we jump off the topic of the cookbook, well, we navigated a little bit, but will that be the first CBD cookbook of its kind, just dedicated, or are there ones that have come out previously? Do you know?
I can't think of any that have come out. I know that there are some like older books available from back in the time that it was illegal, and so they were trying to get out the information through books.
Okay.
And so there are some books that speak about, how to extract and things like that. Things that are a little bit more on the prior side to cooking. So like,
Sure,
right
sure.
before
Yeah,
people.
see, the industry does that really well, and even then, there's a lot of education on, or not a lot of education. There's a lot of tutorial videos. I wouldn't necessarily call them educational, but there's a lot of ways you can figure out how to do that stuff online. But not necessarily the recipes and how to utilize
No.
the oils in the food. Now, we've only got about 30 seconds left, so I got one last question for you. Is there a specific secret or tip related to cooking that you could leave everybody with on how to utilize cannabinoids in your food?
Yes. So I want to share one really good trick that I have. So
Sure.
this has to do with the CBD bitterness. So I've noticed with through cooking Indian food, because Indian food has a lot of components that have different tastes. So lime is a great way to mask, not lemon, lime. So
Okay.
if you're using a tincture and you know that it has a taste to it, definitely if you're incorporating into, for example, a salad or a dressing or something, just throw a little bit of lime in there with the CBD and just toss it. And I'm telling you're not going to be able to taste it.
That is
So.
that's an excellent tip right there. So everybody put lime when you're cooking with CBD, put lime in there. Awesome. So if you're interested in connecting with Swarnjeet, and you have products that you'd like to have featured on the CBD Food Network, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also find their contact information in the CanTrade feed, in the podcast and YouTube show notes. And thank you very much for being here, Swarnjeet. This is great.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
How do cannabis CEOs balance growth and optimization strategies? What is THCO, Delta 10, and CBNA, and why should you care about these minor cannabinoids? And why isn't the endocannabinoid system covered in medical school? Most people think they're up to date in trends in the cannabis industry, but they're about 6 weeks behind. Learn about what is truly next in the cannabis space by joining myself, Brian Fields, and Kellen Finney every week on the Dime Podcast and, of course, on PodConnects.